Yeah, at least I don't.
Okay. Maybe a pen for the next.
All right, well done.
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Rabbi Shaiwitz, for inviting me. Last time we did it in YU. This time I get to visit here. I think this is the first time I'm here.
Can I take you? Do you want?
Yeah, please. Okay. Okay, so we're starting with the halachas of mezuzah, especially in the school. So the Torah tells us, "Uksavtem al mezuzos b'secha u'v'sharecha," and that's the chov of mezuzah. But the Gemara tells us, "Masechta Pesachim, mezuzah chov hadar," which means mezuzah is a chov when there's a dira, when you inhabit in a place. If it's not a mokum dira, so then it's not chayef. So we could start off by saying that maybe the concept of having a mezuzah in a school is obsolete, because who lives here? No one lives here, so it's not a chovas hadar. If we would, that's Rav Abadi's shita. He holds that all schools, all yeshivas are not chayiv in mezuzah except for the dormitory. So now the minhag in places throughout the world is, well, Jewish mostos put up a mezuzah. I remember when they built the Gluck building in YU, so they had a seminar building a mezuzah, but so they were going to decide, so what should we do? I think they ended up making Hatova Hametiv on the building when they put up the mezuzah, I think, Jajol or whatever, because even if you want to put it up to, you know, so it should look a shtickle hamish, it's hard to say that you can make a bracha, because it's not a makam dira. And so there's one place in Lakewood, the Talmud of Rav Abadi. You know, Rav Abadi is a purist. He's a purist. So if he holds there's no chiyuv, and then you don't put it up. Finished. Other people are not such purists, and they'll put it up because the others hold in the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Darzi, is a big Talmud of Rav Elyashiv. So they have an idea that maybe the fact that just people are frequenting it, maybe that's something, some sort of a dira, even though it's not technically a dira.
Mr. Mohan says that, I think it's Sifei, he says that since the Beis Medrash people are learning.
Yeah. Oh, so when it comes to a Beis Medrash, so there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch whether you require a mezuzah on the Beis Medrash. So the Shach writes that since people are there the whole day, so it's Doma L'dira. It's Doma L'dira. So therefore, that's how he explains that opinion that says that you have a mezuzah on a Beis Medrash. And there's a famous rush that the Maharam of Rutenberg, he was in the Beis Medrash the whole day, and then he would take a little nap, and the Ruach Ra was getting in his way, and then he put a mezuzah up, and the Ruach Ra went away, and everything else was happily ever after. So Rav Abadi said to me, he doesn't understand, so if it really was Chayiv, why didn't he do that originally? So it's Lamaisa, you know, it's still 2 days, but again, Beis Medrash means then you're really learning there the whole day. Like, you know, in the modern shuls, they have a big sanctuary, they call that the Beis Knesset, and then there's not so many people come during the week, right? So they have the daily minyan in the room they call the Beis Medrash. Someone made that up, because that has no halachic bearing of Hilchos Beis Medrash or versus that. So, you know, because the... No, it has no...
Yeah,
okay, it has a... Right, for mezuzah or... for, you know, things like that, you know, or maybe even other halachas of eating in a base medrash or things like that.
If it's only used for davening,
if it's only used for davening, that's a base kenesis, right? If it's used for learning, so.
What about like a school? You're here all day for the base medrash. I mean, you're here for 8 hours a day.
Right. Right, but the question is, that's only one day in the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
So that's why you want to put it up. You can put it up, but you can't make a bracha.
Right.
Yeah, that's the minhag ha'olam is an all.
But he doesn't put it up at all.
Right, because he holds that's not right. So that's the, yeah.
Just a little bit more of a general question, and that is to fight on behalf of everybody in this situation. If there's no halakhic reason to do something, and you do it, isn't that wrong chinuch? Meaning, it's not like most of Korea at some point, right? In other words, do you say that that's just bad chinuch?
Right, okay. So there could be a difference when there's no shita whatsoever. Or there is a shita. And here is
the rush. And here is there were two shitas beforehand.
Right. What?
So,
so there is a shita there, but sometimes a person will put a mezuzah up where there's no chiv whatsoever. So that you're right. That's kor not good chiv.
What does Rav Ari do with the rush?
There's a truva in the Igros Moshe written to none other than Rabbi Rakefet. The truva is written to Rabbi Rakefet under his first name, Rothkopf, right? And he tells the story. Well, he told me the Torah Shebal Peh of the truva, and the Torah Shebal Peh of the truva was, well, he grew up in the Bronx, and I'm sure you've seen this scene. I'll depict the scene, which you've seen many times. You go to an old house, wherever, in the Bronx or wherever it is, and you'll see this little mezuzah there. And it's painted over with probably 10 coats of paint over the years. Mm-hmm. And who knows what's in there? Who knows if it's kosher? Who knows if it's not kosher? So he wanted to, you know, get a new mezuzah. But to have to chisel out to get that other mezuzah there, you know, would take a year and a yovel. So he thought, maybe I'll just buy a new mezuzah and put it there. And usually that mezuzah is probably a little high anyway, so there's still like a lot of space to put a mezuzah in the makom that's kosher l'chatchila. So this is what he asked Rav Moshe. Could he do that? So Rav Moshe says, absolutely not. Because if that mezuzah is kosher, so then it's baltosif on the thing. So whatever effort it takes to get down that, you know, to get that mezuzah off, you gotta get it off, and then work from there. Because that would be baltosif.
But if I put an extra cloth in my tefillin, that's baltosif. But if I put tefillin on Shabbos or at night, that's not baltosif.
Yeah. So there's a question of if it's baltosif is when the if you wear two pairs of tefillin, the same pair, not Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam,
right,
that's baltosif.
Right, but if I put a mezuzah in a place that doesn't require it,
right. So then you're right. So in other words, if you're making a new mitzvah, so that's the
you think it's a new mitzvah.
Your new extension. But I put a mezuzah in the middle of the wall here. Mm-hmm. So there's no mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. So what are you doing? You're doing a l'shem mitzvah. So the question is there there's a discussion whether Baal Tosef is only when you're adding to a mitzvah, like five parshias, five species in the Dalminim. Well, what if you're, but what if you're not adding? You're just being bolder mitzvah b'fnei atzma, or some new thing, so, right? So the Ramban in Chumash says what, that even bolder mitzvah b'fnei atzma is.
What about an actual shul, like a real big kasset? So everyone
holds pater. A shul when you
in
come to daven.
Right.
So you come to the shul and no one. You don't live. No one lives there.
Right.
So mikra din is pater.
People do it
because they assume that this concept like the shach. You know, it's all an extension of that type
it's
of.
Only, it's only in the shach. It's only you eat there.
No, he just said people are learning there most of the day. So it's an extension, but it might be a poor extension. So maybe according to the Ramban, it could be a shayla of Baal Tosef if there's no chiyuv b'chalal and you don't get so again, people have this thing, you know, every Jewish mosa, Jewish office, you know, sometimes people are looking for. You know, can I have a cooler not to put it in my wherever? It says, well, you need a cooler. You don't even have a real chiv, Kara.
But in office, you need chiv.
Yeah, according to that day, because you're spending most of your day in right. But again, without a bracha.
Is the shach specifically about doing something spiritual? What if a person works in an office all day?
Is the office
If you're a partner in a law firm and you're there in your office more than you're in your own home,
right?
And so that would be
okay.
Yeah. So, but like you're right over here. Is there a chiv in a dorm room? So that even a body holds the chiv in a dorm room because that's mamish a makom dir.
And has nothing to do with who owns the dorm room and who doesn't own the dorm room. If I sleep in that dorm room, then I'm chayav mezuzah, and the chiv is on me or the chiv on the school?
Yeah, so in other words, so that's a question, because it could be the chiv is on them. Because l'maisa, in other words, it's not even you're renting. In other words,
college.
If you're renting, if you're a socher, right. So then your socher has to put is the chiyuv of mezuzah. But if you're not even a socher, so then and the Jewish is not, Jews are not owning it, so then so then the question was that there would be real, yeah.
So could be the dochi at all.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not, we don't say by default. There's a chov and mezuzah by default.
Are you saying that the chiyuv is on the socher because that's assumed to be part of the monetary agreement, or is it mitzad hovos mezuzah the socher is obligated?
That question is dealt in the Sefer Masas Moshe by Rav Moshe Chevroni and Masechta Psachim. He has a whole nice shiur on Ayin Shom.
But does it make a difference just from a chiyuv's perspective? Let's say I pay tuition to the school, and part of tuition is a dorm room, or there's tuition to the school, and then there's a separate payment for dorming. Does that matter?
In other words, but at the end of the day, they're only mechayiv to give you a room, not this specific room.
Uh-huh.
So any day they can say you're out.
And as a matter of fact, when I come back next semester, they tell me you've now moved to
a different. Right.
It's not that I'm paying rent for this gufa room.
That's the Mishnah Berurah's heter, why you don't need an Erev Chatzeres in the dormitory, because you don't have any shlita on that particular. Willig likes to quote it. Others disagree, but that's the. You don't have any shlita on that room, so you're not even a socher.
Okay.
What would that mean for just a few rats come to post pesa? Is that considered your rishos that you have to clear that out and come to pesa time if you're living in the dorm?
Yeah, because it's still your chametz.
Right, but could I just be mafker and I won't have to worry about just clearing my rishos? I won't have to sell the room when I leave for the holiday.
Yeah, but it's still on. So you have to make sure there's no chametz there. It's your chametz.
You own the cereal box.
Right, but not mitzvah chametz, but mitzvah making sure that this makom that I own doesn't have chametz in it.
Well, it's a didn't.
So I have to clean it. So I have to clean the room.
Yeah. Because again, any chametz will be in the room is your bal yirah.
Okay.
You could say that if you, okay, we're not getting into that. Should one make a bracha? If not, making a bracha will discourage the putting up of a mezuzah. If not making a bracha will discourage the putting up of a mezuzah, that's not a heter. Make a.
The lack of a machmir, I would say just to be safe, don't make a bracha, it's a little bit clear. And then if you tell them not to make a bracha,
you're saying it's like Shemini Atzeres.
Yeah.
You know, like Asi.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. He thinks that the whole reason why people are so mezalzel, and, you know, he's not a chassid, so he can say this. So the people of mezalzel, he says that because there's no bracha, so then that's nemanim divrei chazal, that whenever there's no bracha. People are mezalzel,
right.
And that's his raya, Shemini
Atzeres. So, like in a dormitory, you tell someone to.
No, because dormitory, yeah. So dormitory is a real.
And the chiyuv of the person living. If you move into a college dorm.
So again, it could be the chiyuv is on because you're not really soaker,
right.
And they could.
It could be.
So you're representing the usually the yeshiva people. The staff of the yeshiva puts up the.
If you go to a college campus.
If you go to a college campus, so then. So I would, you know, I don't know, the people, Jewish kids in college campus put mezuzahs on there.
Yeah. That's our
whole job. Yeah. Okay. They talk a should, you know.
With a bracha,
I would be.
Especially if they don't know that they're coming back to that room next semester, which a lot of times happens.
Yeah, I mean, if anywhere you need to put up a mezuzah, it would be in such a
place. I'm saying I'm making
a. I don't know, I wouldn't make a bracha because. Does a Jew have to hang up the mezuzah? So it's interesting that one of the sfarim was looking at Seichel Tov and his mezuzah says it's. But many achronim seem to say that it would be kosher mikra din even if a guy owned it up.
Is it because having the mezuzah?
Yeah. 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 So you're living in a place that has
I have one of our students.
Tell somebody, yeah, you might as well do it, you know. But it's not, you know, I can't say it's possible, if there's some machron to say, it's just the mitzvah that it's there. I would want a Jew to put up my mezuzah, and I'll put it up, you know.
You certainly wouldn't make a bracha, though. That would be true, even if you remove the mezuzah to get a check and put it back.
Who wouldn't make a bracha?
The kid. Let's say it got knocked down, their guy should.
If the guy
puts it back up, and he takes it down to put it back up, would he make a bracha?
For the guy?
No.
For the Jew puts it back, if I wanted to go up and put it back again.
Let's say the Jewish kid is machmir, so he wants to take it off and put it back himself. If, when you take it off to check it and put it back, you don't. You make a bracha, don't you?
Yeah. You make a bracha.
Even if you know, you take it off tonight to put it, like tefillin. If I remove my tefillin.
Yeah, but tefillin, you're going to put it back in 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
So here too? No.
How long does it take to until the mezuzah is checked and he'll come back.
No, I meant, let's say you just wanted to check the mezuzah, not like send it to a guy for 3 weeks. Let's say I want to see if there's a cloth in there or something like that, right? Or I'm fasting.
If you just take it off and checking it, is there a cloth in there, you put it right back up, then there's no bracha.
There's no bracha.
What if the Nahajim puts it up? Could you have a bracha when he puts it up?
So that's the Magen Avraham. What does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says that, right, exactly. And they used to have the minhag that people used to get married Friday night. Right, that was the minhag. We don't have that minhag so much. I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, one of his kids, he made a chasana on Friday, and they had this sort of. But usually we don't do such things. But in Europe, that was very common. So the Magen Avraham discusses the shaila that the women would go to the chuppah and want to go to the chuppah, and then the time they come back, it's after Shkia, and they didn't like Shabbos lechem. So the Magen Avraham has a discussion that you can maybe get a goy to light Shabbos lech for you, and then the woman would make the bracha. So
in the absence, meaning she'd be in a different room and make the.
No, she's right there. The goy lights. He can. She's not going to light
the bracha after Shkia.
It's ready after Shkia. That's why the goy is making the lighting the Shabbos candle.
So is the mitzvah. Hanging.
Well, the maisa is to do the. So that's why I thought that Magen Avraham is against that Rav Soloveitchik wouldn't subscribe to that, because he holds you only make a brichas a mitzvah and a maisa mitzvah. So if you're not doing the maisa mitzvah, then you can't make the bracha. But you see, the Magen Avraham didn't agree with that.
No, but the bracha is mikaveh a mitzvah, the kolodot.
Yeah.
So then, right, then.
Yeah, but
the lashon is not going to shy up, meaning you might be the kind of mitzvah, but the lashon is not shy
up. Yeah, okay, the lashon is not the best lashon in this situation, but it's.
I mean, the Magen Avraham, he connected to mezuzah, or he.
No, he doesn't connect it to mezuzah. He talks about Shabbos lecht.
So you've seen Erchanka, you didn't like the bracha, because you've seen as a mason.
Well, near Chanukah for the Birkas Haroah, you're asking? Okay. So the Birkas Haroah is that's the separate, that's the bracha of Lashon Nisim. It's not the bracha of Lahavik Ne'er Shol Chanukah.
But what
Mice
is here, you've seen the Mice.
Yeah, but no, but the requirement that Rav Soloveitchik had on doing a Mice is only the Birkas HaMitzvah.
Now, Birkas HaSheva.
Yeah, this is not a Birkas
HaMitzvah. But also, Shabbos candle, the Mitzvah that lit, you get the Mitzvah for 900 lights there, and the same thing with Mezuzah, Chanukah candles.
Right. In other words, right.
You don't
even right. Because it could be the mitzvah is only to make sure that the that there's light there. And you wouldn't necessarily have to do the formal act. Your glory myth or something like that.
What is it with the rub to be
the what? That's what I would think based on the Shachta Kolzad. He always said it's a din in the mice of mitzvah. So I assume he would disagree with this Magen Avraham.
That's why we make a bracha
on Asiyas Tzitzis. Rav Moshe also holds you don't need the Maisa Mitzvah. Rav Moshe holds when you're renting, so there's a whole question when you put up the mezuzah. Do you put it up right away, or in Chutzlart you have 30 days? But some say if you know you're going to be there more than 30 days right away, so then you can put it up right away. But then you maybe can't make the bracha because maybe not chayv right away, only chayv 30 days. So Moshe says, put up right away, and then on day 31, you'll put your hair, you'll just make the bracha then. But then you didn't do any maisa. So you see that he's in hold from that. Well, Moshe's the old style. He's Magen Avraham, If it's a Magen Avraham, you don't have to work with the brisker approach. Yeah, we were talking before, what should be the mahalach of how to put up a mezuzah? The Torah says mezuzah beisecha, right? Uvisharecha, derech biyoscha. So it's coming into the room. And that means the right side. We don't give any deference to lefties in Hilchos mezuzah. I'm a lefty. No deference. Right, you walk with your right first, and that's what everyone has to do. And now, this halacha is coming in. In other words, when you come into the room, that's coming in. Well, how come you don't make another mezuzah on the other side? Right? They have two mezuzahs. So the answer is, when you come in, that's coming in. When you go out, that's not coming into the hallway, that's going out of this room. So the first entrance is the knisa, and the other, and backtracking is not called a knisa into the other room, that's called the yitzia. And therefore there's no kova of a mezuzah on the yitzia. Like if you have an exit door, that's only used for an exit. So the pashtus is like the body said to me, there wouldn't be any chiyuv whatsoever, because it's only an exit. The chova is the derech biyoscha, and not because you have some places that
we have that in
the building. You go in, the emergency stairs go out like the street, so you can never come in from it.
Right.
It doesn't open from
there.
Right. So I've seen this in some places. They have a mezuzah going into the building, and then there's an exit door. They have a mezuzah going out. So that's it's questionable whether that's
on the same door.
No,
on their exit door.
On the exit. In other words, you ever see this?
An exit, a mezuzah going out from the street.
Next time you go to Stern College, in the main building there, you'll see they have that going in, and then another mezuzah going out. Or you go to Tower 41. Florida, you'll see the same thing. The mezuzah going in, the mezuzah going out.
Why you have the same issue, right? With the old Beis Medrash exit 186, right? The doors from the old Beis Medrash 186 would be the same shadow, right?
Yeah. Right. So, right. Right, because you're not supposed to. Yeah.
The same reason with security. They only want you going one way.
Yeah. Right. That's he's talking about the on the side door on 186th Street. One of my roommates once got mugged in that little area there. So that was a long time ago he got mugged.
So most of the people do come in, even though they're not supposed to.
Right. What do you think about that?
Yeah, but unless sometimes they do use it to go in.
And if you did put a mezuzah, what would you put it?
So I would never put a mezuzah going out into the.
Yeah.
Into the.
So. But you could come in.
Yeah. Or some people. Yeah, the chef also put it going in, whatever.
But,
yeah, but Pasha said, I think, like everybody said, it's Pater Lagamri. Because the Derech Hiluch is.
He's the one that's in the Derech Hiluch.
No, the Derech Hiluch goes back to Rav Meir Arik.
No, but
I
mean the main criteria.
Yeah, so Rav Shechel always says, because the Machlokas and Chalkas Yaakov, the Mechutonim, the whole story of Shechel says over that the one was visiting the other house and said, who told you to put the mezuzah this way? He said, the other guy, the other Mechutin, and then there was the whole. But you have to be Machriya, you have to decide what's going to be. And you. So, Rav Yaakov Emden has a thing about maybe putting two mezuzahs. So no, because Pashas is, except the Maram Shek, if you put on two different sides, one this side and one that side, Maram Shek, one of them is wrong. And the Pashas is, it wouldn't be Baal Tosef. It's only if it's on the same. What?
Most party posts they would apply with that one.
Yeah. No, I think it's weird, and I don't think anyone should do it, you know.
Let's go to other questions.
A doorway like this, though, where you have between two rooms?
Which?
There's another office there.
There's another office. So how does it work?
Same thing.
This is the main entrance in. That office has a door like this on the other side.
So who you go into?
This is when they secretly want to fuck each other.
Yeah, so this is another office. So
yeah.
And then the person from the other office, they come in here.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways.
It opens into here, though, I think.
Right. So the poskim say, since Gemara says Heker Tzir is a Machriya, so then it opens this way, then the mezuzah comes in this way. Chabad, you know, their shita is that you always follow Heker Tzir. So any doorway, whichever way the door opens, that's where you put the mezuzah.
You mean if the construction guy put it on wrong? Which happens, you know?
No, but...
Anyway, a lot of our doors today open out, so that'll often have a mezuzah on the side that's mine.
Except for the front door.
Right.
And the... they all put a mezuzah based on Heker Tzir anywhere. Like if you're in the base medrash, the doors open up into the hallway. Like in the Zeisman base medrash, the doors open up into the hallway. So even though the Knesset is into the base medrash, not into the hallway. So if it would be a Lubavitch Mossad, they would put all the mezuzahs going into the hallway.
I also thought of Heker Tzir is that. Like you could never put the hinges on the outside of your house, because then someone could walk up to your house, take the door off, right?
Yeah.
So that could see has to do with a lock. So, like this door, the hinges are on the inside, so that you can't take the door off on the outside. So that could see shows you that not so much about where the door swings; it shows you that the inside is where you control the lock of the door.
Right, which means that the way you enter it is from the outside.
Right.
So it does have to do with a motion.
But the gorim is the security component.
And the security component is nigram al yedei entrance.
The direction is
kind
of... Right.
Not the secret.
Yeah. So, nobody's got questions?
Yeah. About entering a church.
Yeah.
Well,
first, just about the non-Jewish roommate.
Non-Jewish roommate. Okay. That's the non-Jewish roommate. Okay. So this is the story.
We'll have like 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll have to come back. Okay, the non-Jewish roommate. So the halacha is different shittas in Rishon. We paskin that with the shutuf with an akum is potter min mezuzah. So if you have a place of living and you share it with you're renting it together with a non-Jew, so then. So the parts that are common area, so you have a common kitchen. So the doorway to the kitchen is potter with a mezuzah because you're together with a non-Jew. So the shayla is like this: what's the din? What's the din of a apartment building? That's the din of an apartment building. So, our apartment building, we have 98% of the people living in the building, maybe 95%, people living in our building where I live, is Jews. And we don't have a mezuzah on our front door to the building. No mezuzah there.
Who owns the building?
Oh, excellent question. So, when I first moved into the building, it was owned by a guy. So then it was over by other time, I didn't say anything. Then why you bought the building? So then I said, maybe we should put up a mezuzah while you bought it. And then why you went into financial straits, and then that Ruby Schroen owns that building. There's still no mezuzah. So should there be a mezuzah? So I thought like this, the Gemara says in Yuma, what? That if you have an ear, a Yiddish shtot, so and it's surrounded by mechitzas, so then it's chayiv mezuzah. The Rashi says Rov Yisrael. That's the Rashi says Rov Yisrael. So I thought that our apartment building now, once it was owned now by Yidden, that it's maybe even before, but once it was by Goyim, there was no one to talk to. But once while you owned it. I figured I would put in a good word for the mezuzah campaign. So I said maybe we should put up a mezuzah now. It's Rov Yisrael, and that's like, and the opening to the apartment is like the gate around the city. So what happened was. Rav Goldberg, he lives in my building. So one Purim, he decided to, you know, he has that entourage going to the Masiba on Purim night. So on the way, he stopped and they put up a mezuzah on the door, and that lasted for a day or two, and then it was gone. And then someone put it then over by the mail on the wall there, so it was moved. So what's talk of the halacha? So Rav David Feinstein, my wife is from the Lower East Side, so many sukkahs, we sit in the sukkah together with Rav David, and we have communal sukkahs in the Lower East Side. So Rav David said to me, I was asking him about the elevators actually. So he said to me, no, you need Rov Yisrael, you need Kol Yisrael. It's not enough to have Rov Yisrael. You need Kol Yisrael. And if there's one guy there, then there's no mezuzah on the elevator's front door, etc., because that's the din of Shut Fasakum. There's one guy, and patterns the whole thing. So then I thought about it, and then I came back to him. I said, what about the Rashi and Yuma that says Rov Yisrael? So he said he doesn't think once the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Shutos Atom is Pater, so then it shows that Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that Rashi. That's what he said to me. So there's an Or Sameach that says not that way. Or Sameach says like this. I think Shechter calls it also. The Or Sameach says like this. If there's a place where you live, the apartment that you live in, and there's a guy in there, so that's the din of Shutuf of Akum Patis. But the Shar Ha'ir is not Pshat, it's leading up to the Dira. It's not that this is you're not sleeping in the street. So it's just leading up to the Dira. So what gives the Shar Ha'ir a status that it's a Ir Shel Yisrael based on Rov? But in other words, by the Shar Ha'ir, you don't say one guy is going to pater the whole city. It's hard to believe that the whole din of Shar Ha'ir needs every single person. And you know, it's just hard to believe. So that's what Samech says. There are two separate dinim. The din of Shutav Akum is when the chova is for the mokum itself of the deer itself. So then one guy can pater 15 other roommates of Yisrael. But if it's a din of the Shar Ha'ir, no one's living in the hallway, but it's leading up to, then therefore you give it a shame of Ir Shel Yisrael, then Rov is sufficient. So,
you comment about the elevator. It has to be a certain size, no?
Yeah, so the elevator, I think Meeker didn't, according to the postkin, it's part of it because there's no floor that's there on a regular basis. The thing shifts. From first floor, second floor, so there's no floor on it. In the Hamish and Moistos, they have an elevator. I remember once I went to see Rav Yashiv. He had an elevator in his. He lived on the second floor. He had his private elevator there, so that he had a mezuzah on the elevator.
The little one.
What?
It's probably a little one.
Right? Yeah, a little one. Yeah, a little.
Doesn't have to be a certain size.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not dalal, but a lot of poskim hold that if it's a mavar, it's a beishar, it's leading up to something, then even if it's not dalal,
the foyer,
like because a lot of times you have this beautiful house, but it opens up into a little foyer that's not dalal. So you mean to tell me you're not going to put up a mezuzah on the front door of your house? It's Rachman, it's on the Mishulachim. Not going to, right? So the Minhag Yisrael is to put, like Aaron Feldman's son has a safe in Hogar Bolech, he said, Minhag Yisrael is to put it. So Rabbi Badi Lishitasso, he's a purist. So in his old house, on not the new house in Carasaljo, but the old house that he had, at the front door, there was no mezuzah. Because it was opened up into a little room that wasn't dalad al dalad. So, but he holds his beishar also needs dalad al dalad. Chamude Daniel has this chiddush. So he says mehechi taisi that such a din maybe everything needs dalad al dalad. So that's what he holds. So that's what he holds. So that's what he does. But Minhag Yisrael is to rely on this Chamude Daniel at least legabe beishar. Chamude Daniel says they're also going to be walking closets. So even if you're not going to be, I think the Sefer Ogor Molecha says, even if you're not going to be machmir of walking closets to put a mezuzah without a bracha. But when it comes to what? When it comes to the Beis Shaar, you put up mezuzah. That's the Midrash Yisrael, you put mezuzahs on.
And which side of it is it
good on? So, going into, I forget what Rabbi Yashiv did, I think it was going in because that's the, you see, I'm not into this thing that they quote from Rabbi Kiveger, going out, because the Sefer Chesed Lavram points out that Knesa, not the Yitzhiya, and when you go out, that's Yitzhiya. That's backtracking.
If you should put it on the inside, on the right side going into the elevator on the first floor, every other floor is on the right going out.
Right side of the elevator on the first floor.
On the first floor, you go, it's a mixture, you go in.
Right.
And then you go upstairs, and you're on the right
side. I mean, that could be.
Maybe. Where do you have the mezuzah on the second floor?
I don't know, I wasn't in the second floor. I live with.
What do you tell the students of the non-Jewish roommate?
So in their own private room,
they share a dorm. Sometimes during the college time, they share a mamash, like the dorm room they sleep in. They have a non-Jewish roommate.
And the bedroom itself. So they're parts of.
If they have their own bedroom, then
they
would. Yeah. Here would mean that they wouldn't be allowed to put it up.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be shittas that if they really feel that they would want, so maybe they could, you know, rely, you know, without a bracha.
You want to encourage them, like...
Yeah, it would be definitely without a bracha.
From our perspective, like, we would want to encourage them to...
Yeah, right, especially...
No, if they own, let's say they're paying rent, but they're paying rent to go together with the goy, you're paying rent to
Hi, yeah, my cloak is Rishon. So you can put out without a bracha.
I'm just saying,
it depends.
I'm just saying,
some colleges, it's like you buy their apartment. So it really changes for each campus.
Yeah. But it's important to make sure you do it on the right, you know, the right way. And not to put it too high, too low, you know, because you put it too high, within a tefach of the mashka of Yina Yotze, you put it too low, it's below the top third, then you're also not Yotze. Except if it's a big door. If it's a big door, so you put it shoulder height.
It starts shoulder height.
What? Right. That's an example of bad chinuch. If you have a little kid's room, you put it over there, then that's like giving him a pasala esrog. You know, so that you shouldn't do. But you know, because the chiyuv is not on him, the chiyuv is on the parents. The chiyuv is on the parents. Right? It's their chiyuv. So you don't say, oh, well, you could say a svara that for him, it's a high door, because it's for him, and therefore it should be in his shoulder height. So you don't say such a thing. But if for a normal person it's high, then you go shoulder height. That's Yerushalmi, quoted the Shach. And the Rav Avadi Yosef, he's the one of the few people that says, no, it's not in the Mechaber, so we don't paskal like that. It always should be top third, but that's not the minute. Even Svardim do the shoulder height for tall doors.
I want to say one last thing about the holidays.
Yeah, the holidays. Well, can you enter a church? No, you shouldn't enter a church. People think... Yeah, in other words, people have... Yeah, so, I mean, it comes up, you know, they have voting, and but that, I've discussed this with Dr. Greenblatt on several occasions, these type of shilas. He knows if there's a side door, then they go for voting, and that side door, then you don't have that Marisayan, and then... He thought you can go into a church for like an art class or but not into
AA.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of these, but not in the sanctuary.
Now, Don Conboy,
three
weeks ago,
that
you go in three evenings together, and say to your same the first year, that
on the front door.
Oh, no, we're going in three together, there shouldn't be an artist line, there's only Smainin. But he said to me, I got on tape, that it's from. That if a person's going in, a center's going in, a Jewish chaplain's going in, a police chaplain, it's the same as Parashia. it's Yadua, he's going in the fact that only for the
Zah. And therefore, he would let. So what
one
if he.
Even one person, if it's clear.
To go even the main entrance.
You know, Mike said many years ago in Orlando, Jewish priest chaplain, that's going to the funeral. And uh-huh.
Into the sanctuary?
Yeah, and he didn't say that because we have to bear that the mass is a.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. Roger Bear was saying that even if you're sitting at home and you're watching on TV, you know that's like Yarek Valyava. What? For whose funeral was that? Kennedy's funeral, yeah.
That was on President Kennedy.
Yeah.
So kid asked me if I've seen all the Costa flights. That there's bus tours down to Lakeview Heights in Brooklyn. I would gotta do that. It's beautiful in New Jersey.
What, to take a bus tour just to see?
To go see him then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Can I hear the news then?
What?
A big deliver?
Yeah, what is it?
10 years ago, a big deliver.
Yeah.
You're going to celebrate a mice news? She committed adultery? You're going to celebrate that?
Okay, I could hear him say that.
I heard him say it.
Yeah. He's good. He said it. He said it.
That's right. That's right.
So what about
that
Christianity? What about
contributing
money?
That's
decorations for.
Yes, yeah, so another agreement he thought that should be okay. That should be okay. You know, and even showing up to the party, you know, not necessarily eating there, but thought that should.
If you work. Religious party.
Yeah. Yeah, he thought that it's not even. I mean, they do it at this time of the year, but it's not really. He didn't think it was such a big issue to contribute for the decorations and. But we said, Christianity is a big, Avodah Zarah is a big shilas. Certainly no mezuzah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you
very much.
Okay, great to see you all.